everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. At the end of the day, isn't happiness something that we all want? There's hopefully not anyone who's walking around saying, I want to be miserable today, or I want to be miserable pretty much the rest of my life. It seems like happiness is something that we're all searching for. So there was this great article on LinkedIn, and it actually comes from a website called markandangel.com, and it's written by Angel Chernoff. The article is entitled 10 Little Habits That Steal Your Happiness. Are you curious to know what they are? We're going to talk about all 10 of them. Ready? Here we go. Okay, the first one is focusing on everyone's story except your own. So it says, don't be so satisfied with the success stories of others and how things have gone for them that you forget to write your own. And they say, bring your own tale to life. Isn't that cool? Everybody has their own story to write in this life. And we might think we don't have a story, but everybody's got a story because we each have our own set of unique, random circumstances that happen in life that really shape who we are. So basically, don't try to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, but focus on your own story. Number two, waiting for the perfect moment. They say that so many people wait around for the stars to align to do what they're here to do. Isn't that the truth? It seems like we're always waiting for something. Maybe we're waiting to turn 16 so we can drive. We're waiting to get married. We're waiting to do this or to do that. But they're basically saying, stop waiting for the perfect moment and just live your life now. Number three, working for nothing more than a paycheck. That's an interesting one. They say that while work is necessary, and yes, we all have to pay the bills, but that our job should bring us some sort of fulfillment as well. Which makes sense, right? Because for those of us who are working, we're at work for a really long time. So if we enjoy it, how much better it is to spend so much time there. Number four, harboring feelings of hate. They basically say this is non-productive. Don't do it. You end up hating other people and then you eventually end up hating yourself, which was interesting. Number five, holding tight to worries and fears. Don't do it is basically what they say. They say someday when you look back over your life, you'll realize that nearly all of your worries and anxious fears never came to fruition. They were completely unfounded. So why not wake up and realize this right now, they said. So however old you are, if you look back on your life, what are some of the things that you feared? Did they ever happen or did they just kind of go away and never really happen? That's interesting that spending time worrying and fearing is basically just not a good thing to do. Number six, dwelling on difficulties. Okay, so we probably all know that. We've heard that before. Don't dwell on the difficult situations, but focus on the good. That's a good one. Number seven, constantly seeking fleeting contentment. That's interesting because this is not really a religious website per se, but they are recognizing and distinguishing that there really is a difference between what really makes us happy in life. Number eight, trying to make a big difference all at once. They say that's super stressful and try to impact just one person's life and start with the people who mean the most to you. That's comforting that we don't have to try to solve all of the world's problems. We can just try to impact one person's life. Number nine, holding on to someone who hurts you. They say if you basically keep getting hurt by someone, then it might be time to end that friendship. Number 10, overamplifying the importance of physical attractiveness. They say, of course, that there is a lot more to people than what's on the outside and to look deeper than just what we see on the surface. That's a great reminder. So there you go. Those are the 10 things that they say steal our happiness. So how do we find happiness? There is a great talk by Elder W. Eugene Hansen, who was in the presidency of the 70, and he gave a talk entitled The Search for Happiness, and it was in the Ensign, November 1993. Here's what he says.
I recall a talk given by President David O. McKay. He made reference to a statement by John D. Rockefeller, then one of the world's richest men, who apparently had stomach trouble and had purportedly said, I would rather be able to enjoy a good meal than have $1 million. Then, with a wink of the eye, President McKay remarked, of course he had $1 million when he said that. I readily concede that it's important to have sufficient money for our needs, but beyond that, money has little to do with true happiness. Often it is the work and sacrifice one experiences in obtaining money for a worthwhile purpose that produces the most satisfaction. In my father's personal history, he tells about grandmother's experiences growing up in Brigham City, Utah, in the late 1800s. Their family was very poor, having immigrated from Denmark with little more than the clothes on their backs. She wanted so much to have a pair of shoes she could wear on special occasions. To accomplish this worthy desire, it took a full summer's work, picking berries and tending children, since money was very scarce and labor was cheap. But the joy grandmother felt as she obtained those shoes is indescribable, for not only was she able to wear them, but her mother did also. In fact, they had it arranged so grandmother would wear the shoes to Sunday school in the morning, and then her mother would wear them to sacrament meeting in the evening. The words of William George Jordan are instructive here. Happiness does not always require success, prosperity, or attainment. It is often the joy of hopeful struggle, consecration of purpose, and energy to some good end. Real happiness ever has its root in unselfishness, its blossom in love of some kind.
It's interesting how he says that happiness basically doesn't come from money. He says that real happiness has its root in unselfishness, its blossom in love of some kind. So if we show love to someone else, that's a way that we can feel happy because we're giving of ourselves to someone else. And it doesn't have to be something glamorous either. It can be a smile. It can be a kind word. It doesn't have to be a dramatic way that we show love for someone else. That's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is perfect for what we just talked about. It's called Reach Out With Love, and it's featuring Rebecca Lopez. Thanks for joining us. Have a wonderful day.
There's a man on the road, lying hungry and cold, beaten by men, his belongings they stole. What can he do when he's desperately needing another? If this happened today, would you pass by the way, leaving him hurt, alone where he lay? What can he do when he's needing the help of a brother? Reach out with love. There are those who you know that need you to show kindness and love, helping them grow. What would you do if the tables were turned for the other?